12-8, we looked pretty comfortable. And I started to Gavin Devlin, this was beside me, you know, if we don't concede a goal here, we'll win this game. But unfortunately, very soon after that, we did concede a goal. So it was, I suppose, just very heartbreaking on Mayo too, because the effort they put in at a vital time in the game, when they got to grips with the game, you know, and go from four down to two up, they probably thought they had the winning post in sight. But I suppose it just tells you the story, like, the game's never over to the final whistle, and you know, a speculative ball that Stevie put in there and the two young boys inside fought for it and we got the break. And I suppose we missed a lot of breaks just before that, but we got that break and it was vital, and no better man than Stevie to put away a pressure kick like that. It's just where you want to be, but it's not easy to get there, and just because we have 2 out of 2 doesn't mean to say we'll have any more. You know, every 2 points have to be fought for, and as you can see there, we saw the upgrade, if you like, from the McKenna Cup to Down match last week. That was another step up there today, and I'm sure the teams we have to play yet expect it even before their steps up. So it's good to have those points tucked away, but you know, we still need to be very firm in our conviction to try and pick up some more, because the ultimate goal is to stay in this division. It's not much point in getting the first 4 points if we end up at the end of the season back in Division 2. Well, so there you go, you know, the All-Ireland finalists, and then you followed up with the All-Ireland champions. That's what this division's about, you know. There's no easy outlet games, you know, so yeah, that's going to be a big game. Donegal got their first win last night as well, and I suppose it'll be a bit of sparring for a future date in May, but sure, you know, we have to go for it anyway.